with Danny Kelly on BBC WM.
And a very good afternoon. Thank you, Team Edun. Thank you, Team Dr. Carlos Cheer. Now it's the afternoon show. Welcome to the mailbox. I make it around about 4 minutes past two. On the show today, we're going to find out after 3 weeks... He's had his hypnosis, he's had his hypnotherapy. Whether a 30-day ciggy habit can be rid from your nicotine-stained body by the power of hypnosis. That and loads more. 4 minutes past two. I wonder if they can teach through hypnosis Cheryl Cole how to sing.
On 95.6 FM, DAB Digital Radio and online, BBC WM.
Which reminds me, here's Cheryl Cole. Cast your mind back to New Year's Day when I spoke to Peter Field from peterfieldhypnotherapy.co.uk, who maintains and believes that hypnotherapy is the answer to packing up cigarettes. Forget willpower, you'll always end back up on the cigarettes. And also, if you're trying to lose a bit of weight like myself, maybe hypnosis is the answer to walking into the kitchen and walking past the biscuit barrel rather than walking to the biscuit barrel. Peter Field, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Danny. Thanks for inviting me back on your show.
We're going to speak to Chris Banks, who was the smoking guinea pig. He's a heavy smoker. Fingers crossed he was a heavy smoker, we'll find out shortly. 30-a-day habit, 25 years, he's only 39, desperately wants to pack up smoking. Why do you believe, Peter, he's failed so miserably all these years? And he's tried countless occasions.
In the past he has. Chris falls under that category we might call a compulsive smoker. And the problem with being a compulsive smoker is that the subconscious mind accepts the belief that he needs to smoke. And so he's going to do everything necessary to fulfill that belief. Logic, willpower, is wonderful as far as it goes, but the problem is it's not nearly as powerful as feelings. He feels like smoking. Something inside him saying, come on, Chris, you'll feel so much better if you take a cigarette. And that's coming from the subconscious mind, which is just the area of the mind hypnosis can communicate with, Danny.
Also, there was an emotional trigger point. I remember going back to the interview 3 or 4 weeks ago when he'd packed up cigarettes for 3 months. And unfortunately, one of his family died in a car crash. The first thing he did, and Peter, he said this live on air, he said, the first thing I did, Dan, was, sod it, I'm going to go and get myself a packet of ciggies. And he's been on them ever since.
That's absolutely right. And Chris has more or less trained himself, or trained his own subconscious mind, to respond in just such a way. Negative, difficult feelings come into his life, be it bereavement. That's major for anyone, I think you'll agree, Danny. But even minor ones, and minor kind of bad feelings he might have about himself, find him reaching for a cigarette in order to distract himself away from these negative feelings, the difficult feelings. But I think that's no longer the case. You'll have to speak to Chris about this now.
So how did you tackle Chris's own unique situation then, such a heavily addicted smoker? Because I know he's had a couple of sessions with you down at Brindley Place.
Well, my stop smoking package is a package. It's 2 sessions. And the first session, we tailor both sessions uniquely to each person because each individual smokes for their own reasons. So we had to go down into Chris's mind and find out the reason why he is continuing to self-harm or self-damage himself, because that's exactly what smoking is. And then when we found out those reasons, we were able simply to correct the reasoning or the belief at the subconscious level, so he no longer needed to feel compelled to do so. And that's how basically we proceeded.
Before we speak to Chris, is everyone susceptible to hypnosis?
Not a question of being susceptible, Danny. Each and every person of normal intelligence is able to easily enter hypnosis. We do it on a regular basis. It's something inherent in the human being, in the human mind. The first caveman who glanced or gazed into a fire and drifted off into thought was in fact in a trance state, a state of hypnosis. Of course, we don't call it hypnosis, but yes, everybody of normal intelligence can easily go into a state of hypnosis.
What other conditions can you treat? We talked about overeating on the show 10 or 12 days ago, but there are other conditions like allergies and also mental issues like neurosis and anxiety. Tell us about that.
Anxiety and panic attacks, that's probably one of the most regular issues that people visit me with. We also have a variety of other kind of difficulties that people come to me for. Public speaking, self-confidence issues, stress. People are finding it increasingly more difficult to let go and to handle stress, so we can help them with this in hypnosis. Fear of flying is a big one. I regularly treat people who are afraid to go on airlines and aeroplanes.
Well, what's the reason that people would be afraid to go on an airplane?
Usually it is because they've experienced a negative experience, a difficult experience, maybe turbulence, or it could be that they've watched somebody else, a mother or a father, react negatively because of their negative experience. So they've more or less absorbed the fear at a younger age by proxy, but there's a variety of reasons why, but it always does lie in the individual's past and in their journey.
Okay, before we speak to Chris and reintroduce him to BBC WM, nicotine is a physical addiction, isn't it?
Yes, it is, yes.
So you have to go through a cold turkey stage, do you?
Well, we can minimise that, you see, and you'll have to talk to Chris about his own personal experience with this. Nicotine is the addictive part of the component of the of tobacco. There are also about 2,000 other chemicals in tobacco smoke. But nicotine only really remains in the body for 48 hours. Within 48 hours, it's completely exited the body. And the problem with nicotine replacement therapy, the patches, the inhalators, and the gum that you mentioned, is that it maintains the addiction. It maintains an addiction to the nicotine. However, we can minimize the physiological responses by direct suggestion hypnosis, and within 48 hours, they've just left the body. And the real difficulty with cigarette smoking addiction is the psychological problems, and those can be easily put to rest and just neutralized through good hypnotherapy.
Okay, listen, let's just take a quick musical break, and then we'll reintroduce Chris Banks to you. He's tried all the patches, he's tried the Zyban, he's been the doctors, but he hasn't tried hypnosis. Let's see how it's gone on, because this was 3 or 4 weeks ago into the session. This is the West Midlands radio station. Good afternoon. Well, listen, let's just reintroduce Chris Banks to you. Chris, good afternoon. Welcome.
Hi, Danny.
So 30 years, more or less, 25, 30 cigarettes a day. You've had your hypnosis. Tell us about your own personal situation. How do you feel? Have you given up smoking?
Yeah, Danny, I feel great. It's been a massive help to me. It's been, what has it been, two and a bit weeks, has it now? I don't want a cigarette.
So you have no cravings whatsoever?
I'm not going to say that I've not wanted at some point. It's strange. I felt like I've wanted a cigarette. Very rarely, but the odd occasion, and virtually immediately, that is replaced by, I don't want one. As I don't know what Pete's done to me, I feel great.
Before we talk about the possible rewiring of your thinking and your brain with Peter Field, Chris, what about your wife and your sister? Because they're heavy smokers. Now, that must make it more difficult for you, having to come home, your sister pops round, and of course, you know, the room's full of nicotine and tobacco smog. Yeah.
To be honest, Dan, that was a concern for me. I think it was a concern for Peter as well, is the fact that temptation was going to be in my way every night when I came home, Sunday weekends as well. And it's right, my sister and my wife do smoke, but they've not affected me. You know, mentally, I went into the hypnotism very open-minded. I've got an awful lot from it, and it's made me mentally, I'm just not being affected by people smoking around me. Now, if this was on the patches or on the Zyban, which I have tried before and failed, the urge would have been, I don't know if it would have been too strong immediately, but it would have been very strong. I just don't want a cigarette now.
Now, Peter, he's into his third week of tobacco-free. Now, he's done this before with patches and he's done it before with Zyban, but there's something different. What have you done? Have you rewired his brain?
Not rewired per se, but we've aligned his subconscious mind and beliefs with the desires and wishes of his conscious mind, Danny. Which means that now his subconscious mind has accepted the fact that he is a non-smoker and that he will remain a non-smoker for the rest of his life. And so the subconscious mind has its own responsibility to ensure that this just continues.
Can you quantify a success rate? What sort of percentage success rate can you attain?
We have a wonderfully high success rate, Danny, but it's impossible to actually give a statistical kind of number to it. And that's simply because we don't have the facility to follow up every single person that comes in to see us. However, we get so many referrals from people who successfully stopped smoking, they successfully become non-smokers, that we know is a very effective therapy. Plus, it's been proven, demonstrably all the research points to hypnotherapy itself as being the single most effective modality for giving up smoking compared to any other, stronger and more powerful than nicotine replacement therapy or any other kind of modality. Hypnotherapy wins hands down.
So, Chris, 3 weeks without a cigarette, how do you feel?
I feel great, Dan. It's, you know, truthfully, I've not been brainwashed by Pete, I can promise you, anybody listening, but this is the way to give up smoking. If you are serious about giving up, I've never felt so good about it. I honestly, now, after 3 weeks, I think I'm a non-smoker. Now, if you'd said that to me at any other point, if you'd said that to me 3 weeks ago, before I met Pete, I honestly would not have believed that. It works, but you've got to want to do it. You've still got to want to do it.
Just cast your mind back to when you left the hypnotherapy session. You were still addicted to nicotine, it was still in your system. How was the first 48 hours? Was that difficult with the cold turkey?
Yeah, it was a little bit, actually. I mean, the first 2 days were the worst. Now, when I've tried to do it before, actually, they've not been the worst. I've felt that the first couple of weeks, it kind of seems to have got harder and harder because your kind of willpower the first couple of days is very strong because you want to give it up. But then it gets a little bit more difficult. On this time, the first 2 days were the worst. But after that, honestly, I found it plain sailing. I've been worrying about going out having a drink because that is the main catalyst probably for me having a cigarette. I've been out several times. I've had quite a few drinks. I've not wanted a cigarette.
It's a real success story. A non-smoker, Peter Field, a non-smoker who was heavily addicted to tobacco, and myself, three non-smokers. Can I thank you for your time, Peter Field, from peterfieldhypnotherapy.co.uk. It's a real success story. Chris, I wish you all the best, and I hope that you live a long and healthy, happy life, because if you'd have carried on with 30 a day, you'd be in a coffin before you were 60. So listen, it's true, though, isn't it?
My
dad's best friend just died through smoking.
Yeah.
And he was in his 70s, but he packed up about 10, 15 years ago. Happened last week. He died from lung cancer. So, brilliant news. Thank you so much. Peter, thank you. Chris, thank you.
And thank you for the opportunity. Appreciate it.
BBC WM.